From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Obama is continuing his swing through the Midwest today in what's being called the White House to Main Street tour. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The president started his tour in Iowa at a factory that builds parts for wind turbines. He said it could be a model for America's clean energy future. The day's other major event was a town hall meeting at a community college in Ottumwa. There, he called a strict new immigration law in Arizona poorly conceived.
If you are a Hispanic American in Arizona, your great-grandparents may have been there before Arizona was even a state. But now suddenly, if you don't have your papers and you took your kid out to get ice cream, you're going to be harassed. That's something that could potentially happen. That's not the right way to go.
Now the president visits Illinois and Missouri before returning to Washington. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president.
The city of San Francisco is weighing in on Arizona's new immigration law. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom is banning city workers from traveling to Arizona as a protest.
The ban on official city travel to Arizona takes effect immediately, but there are some exceptions, such as when San Francisco law enforcement personnel are investigating a crime, and it's not clear how many actual city trips will be canceled. The move comes as some San Francisco politicians have called for a boycott of Arizona after that state enacted a law directing police to detain anyone they suspect of being in this country illegally. Mayor Newsom has called that law unacceptable, yet he also expressed doubts about the legal ramifications of a city-imposed boycott. Newsom set up a city task force to examine ways of implementing a targeted boycott of Arizona. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
The Iraqi government says it's investigating claims that detainees were tortured at a secret makeshift prison in Baghdad. The group Human Rights Watch says the torture there was routine and systematic and involved mostly Sunni prisoners. The New York-based group says its findings are based on interviews with 42 men who were transferred from the prison once its existence became known. They claim their treatment included electric shock and beatings. Iraqi officials say three Iraqi army officers have been arrested in the probe. Police in China say they've apprehended a man who stabbed 18 students and a teacher today at a school. The Xinhua News Agency says the attack occurred at a primary school in southern China. So far, officials in China say there are no reports of any deaths. They also say they have no word on a possible motive. The stabbings happened on the same day that China executed the man who had admitted killing 8 students in a knife attack in China last month. 5 others survived their wounds in that initial attack. This is NPR News from Washington. A U.S. intelligence agency now ranks the Middle East second to South Asia as the top region for terrorism in the world. The National Counterterrorism Center says a spike in terror attacks and civilian deaths in Afghanistan and Pakistan last year pushed South Asia to the top of that list. The report also notes a sharp decline in terror attacks in Iraq in 2009. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she's working toward tougher U.N. sanctions on Iran in what she describes as a way to sharpen the choices that Iranian leaders are facing. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the focus remains on Iran's nuclear program.
Iran's foreign minister met over the weekend with the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, and Clinton says as far as she knows, nothing new came out of that. Iran still hasn't agreed to a deal under which it would ship its low-enriched uranium out of the country to be turned into fuel for a medical research reactor.
Iran knows the address because they visited over the weekend of the IAEA, and that's where their response should be directed. That's where they should be expected to put forth what they are willing to do.
And in the meantime, she's been pushing ahead with efforts to get a new United Nations sanctions resolution passed to step up the pressure on Iran to scale back its nuclear ambitions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The NCAA has its new leader. University of Washington President Mark Emmert will be taking over later this year. He'll be serving a 5-year term, replacing Miles Brand. Brand died of pancreatic cancer last September. Just days ago, the NCAA announced a new TV deal for the men's college basketball tournament. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.